approaching a deadline over a warrant. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A federal court in Florida may unseal the search warrant and supporting information used by the FBI to search the home of former President Trump.
Reports surfaced first in the Washington Post that some insider approached federal agents claiming nuclear secrets were not being guarded, though Trump today states via his social media platform Truth Social that such claims are, in his words, a hoax, just like Russia. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland Thursday claimed it was he who authorized seeking a warrant and conducting the raid.
Fox's Eben Brown. Salman Rushdie, the author whose writing led to death threats from Iran in the 1980s, was attacked and apparently stabbed in the neck today by a man who rushed the stage as he was about to give a lecture in western New York.
New York State police say Rushdie suffered a stab wound to the neck and was airlifted to a hospital. The suspect is in custody. There's been a fatwa on Rushdie calling for his death issued by Iran's then Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini after Iran banned his book, Satanic Verses, in the late 80s. And in 2012, an Iranian religious organization was reported to have increased the bounty on Rushdie to over $3 million.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. More than 100 homes were evacuated today in Paris, California, because of a chemical leak from a rail car.
Currently, the product in the rail car is still reacting and gaining heat.
Cal Fire's John Crater says once those chemicals cool down, rescue crews can begin work to contain that spill. A spokesperson for Anne Heche says the actor is on life support after suffering a brain injury in a fiery crash just a week ago. She's not expected to survive. The statement released on behalf of her family says she's being kept on life support to determine if she is a viable organ donor. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Investigators in Ohio are sharing more details about yesterday's attack on an FBI field office in Cincinnati that later resulted in a gunman's death.
An armed suspect, identified now as Ricky Schiffer Jr., attempted to breach the visitor screening facility at the FBI's Cincinnati field office before leading police on a 60-mile chase north. Schiffer was shot and killed in an exchange of gunfire. Ohio State Police say attempts to negotiate with Schiffer failed, and they were left with no choice but to shoot and kill him after he fired shots at law enforcement. Officials also say that Schiffer may have been motivated by the recent raid at Mar-a-Lago on his now deleted Truth Social page. He's calling on his followers to attack federal agents to hold them responsible.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Washington. A new study takes a look at the perils of bounce houses.
Researchers from the University of Georgia say 28 people have died and at least 479 others have been injured since the year 2000 when gusts of wind caused inflatable bounce houses to blow away. They say a lack of regulation and oversight puts countless children at risk. Less than half the states in the country require bounce houses to be staked into the ground or weighed down with sandbags. Earlier this summer, five kids were hospitalized on Long Island, New York, when a giant inflatable slide they were playing on lifted up and fell over. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
A Virginia man's been sentenced to nearly 12 years in prison on federal bank robbery charges in a case that tested the constitutionality of broad search warrants that use Google location history to identify people near the scene of a crime. Okello Chantry was sentenced for the 2019 robbery of a credit union in Midlothian. A judge had ruled that the warrant violated the Constitution by gathering the location history of 19 cell phones near the bank at the time of the robbery. But a motion to suppress that evidence was denied. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.